Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Hey, for those of you who are maybe driving home right now, either from work, nobody's working, right? They're still in holiday mode. And you were tempted to turn off the Mark Reardon Show and turn on the Sugar Bowl. Well, it's a blowout, just like all these other games. Notre Dame is up 20-3 right now over Georgia down in New Orleans. So not a very compelling game. Stick right here. We're going to talk about a lot this hour, including some of the things that are happening in St. Louis County with the shenanigans as Wesley Bell leaves office to go to Congress. Former St. Louis County Police Chief and my former councilman, Tim Fitch, will join at the bottom of the hour. All of this will be discussed on the Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. In the 3 o'clock hour, Jane Duker will be here. Former Senator Jeff Smith and former current state senator, almost demoted him, Nick Schwer, Paul Hall, with some entertainment stuff. I watched a bunch of movies and television over the 10 days that I took off here, and I have some personal recommendations myself tomorrow. Kusumano will be here on sports, and Kilmeade in the 5 o'clock hour. Still a lot of questions about what's happening in Las Vegas and New Orleans. We always love Senator John Kennedy.
I don't want to hear from anybody in the federal government that they don't have the resources. I want to give them a reasonable period of time, but they need to saddle up and ride. We need to find out what happened here, and it's not going to be covered up.
Our friend Dwayne Patterson, who writes at hotair.com, is on the line from the left coast this evening. I love Senator Kennedy. Isn't he awesome?
I love Senator Kennedy. When he first walked up to the podium and somebody to his left immediately started shouting a question to him. And he asked him, so what media are you from? And they told him what station. It was like a local New Orleans media. And then somebody else says, and you're from CBS and you're from ABC. And then off to his right in the background, some reporter says, and NBC's over here. And he looks over to his right and he says, well, that's an unusual position for NBC, meaning to his right.
Yes, yes.
And everybody in the room chuckles, except for the NBC reporter who says, well, I don't get it. And he doesn't miss even a half a second and looks at her and says, well, you wouldn't. It was great.
But by the way, there were a couple of things, as you know, a couple of dynamics happening at the same time. Not only was that happening, but he was also kind of muscling out this FBI PIO that was there on the stage and basically taking over for her, wasn't he?
He pretty much was not happy about her at all. And he was wanting the grown-ups to show up. And apparently there's now an actual FBI special agent in charge that's on the scene. But even that person is still kind of waffling because it went from there's a bunch of other persons of interest to, oh, nope, he's a lone wolf. He acted alone. We're done here.
I don't get it. You and I are going to talk about politics here in a second, but here's what we know today. This is an Army veteran, Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's a U.S. citizen from Texas. They say he posted 5 videos on his Facebook account in the hours before the attack. So, yeah, to your point, Dwayne, yesterday they're saying, well, wait, maybe he was working with others. Today, he worked alone. Now, are you telling me that they're saying that there's no coordination between the dude in Vegas and this guy? Because that seems too coincidental, given all the facts.
Running the trucks from the same app right around the same period of time, both having crossed in through Fort Bragg. That's a lot of coincidences. And I have a hard time buying that many of them. I'm not a tinfoil hat guy. And I'm willing to buy that, you know, that this guy may have had a bad marriage that broke up because he went crazy and went jihad. But to ignore the fact that the guy is Muslim and was studying at a Houston mosque, which is fairly well known to be a pretty radical mosque, I think you're kind of glossing over what's really going on here. Do we have an active cell? Almost certainly we have cells of bad guys running around the country.
Yeah, and I think that this, you know, look, the Sugar Bowl, as I indicated, is taken on right now. I don't know how I'd feel if I'm down there in New Orleans. You know, there's these questions about the bollards that were not, you know, implemented, which that's confusing as well, because that was the first thing I thought of. Why don't they have things that would block or prevent cars from going down some of those roads? I've been down at the French Quarter. Wouldn't seem to be that difficult, and apparently it's not that difficult, and that will certainly be happening by the time of the Super Bowl. It just wasn't in effect yesterday.
Right. And you got to think that when it comes time to Mardi Gras, they're going to have a lot of those barricades up too. Right. I mean, there's maybe you can pass off a lot of that as simple incompetence. The 104-year-old police commissioner of New Orleans.
Yeah. What's up with her, by the way?
Do you know where she comes from?
No, I do not.
Do you know where? Oakland. She used to run Oakland's PD. California.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a good thing to have on your resume, right?
You see, I'm thinking not.
No, that's, you know, because I was confused by her. I was actually confused by a bunch of the people that were in New Orleans doing some of the talking. Let's go to Las Vegas. Okay, so what are your thoughts here? And one of the things that's circulating out there, and I don't think this is necessarily conspiratorial because the technology would allow it, but the guy was shot in the truck. They said he was shot before the explosion. So was he shot even before that? Did they let the self-driving feature pull up to the valet at Trump Hotel?
No, what it's looking to me like, and the last that I've seen, is that he shot himself, and then the bomb went off. It was a glorified suicide. He went there and he died of a self-imposed gunshot wound, and then the truck
right.
blew up.
But the question is, you know, because people are saying, look, these Cybertrucks, they can drive themselves. Did he shoot him? Not that it would even matter. Maybe it wouldn't matter at all if he shot himself even, you know, in a time period that was earlier than right before when the bomb went off. But outside of that, okay, what's that one all about? Is that just completely coincidental to New Orleans?
I mean, is it possible? Sure. Again, I don't believe in coincidences unless I can unless I see more evidence that there are coincidences. I like what the Las Vegas police chief has been saying about it. McMahill, I think is his name. He said that there's a lot of coincidences to him, and he's not willing to rule out that there's a link yet. I know the FBI in New Orleans wants to rush to that judgment after exactly a day and a half on the job. But he's like, we've got a long way to go to investigate this. I'm not ruling anything in or out at this point. And that seems to me the sane approach to this.
Yeah, I think that what we've learned, though, and we certainly saw this in the past year, you know, somebody brought this up, too. We still don't know a damn thing about this Thomas Crooks guy from the first assassination tip. There's been so many things where you have no confidence in the information that's being, you know, transmitted or broadcast, and that's not going to lead to a good situation moving forward. Now, we're going to move to politics here in a second. Before I get to that, I have to bring this up because I haven't mentioned it yet on the show. Before I left for the holiday, and we might remember this, Dwayne Patterson, weren't we talking a lot about these freaky, scary drones out on the East Coast? And that story's kind of evaporated, hasn't it?
It sure has. It's a funny thing when you have a bunch of terror attacks, then all of a sudden people forget about the things flying around New Jersey. I was still struck because when you did the intro of me, you mentioned that you were gone for 10 days. I want that gig. I've been doing national radio for 30 years. I don't get 10 days off in a row. How do you get that?
The truth of the matter is I did not take a significant vacation in 2024. So I had a bunch of days and I worked up until Christmas Eve and then I took the rest of the week off and through the weekend. So I'm counting the weekend days. I didn't take all those, but it was nice to have that off because no one wants to work down the holidays
man,
anyway.
God bless America. Yeah. I wholeheartedly commend you on that.
I don't even want to be here today, if I'm being honest. Nobody wants to be working, right? We just want to kind of get through the weekend, enjoy football. We got a big snowstorm coming here to Missouri, so we're excited about that as well. But let's talk about Mike Johnson. I reached out to one of our new members of Congress, Congressman Bob Onder, who's taken over for Blaine Lukemeyer, who was a longtime member of Congress from the Mid-Missouri area. The district that Bob's in right now, Dwayne, cuts very uniquely as many of these congressional districts do, right in here to the St. Louis area, St. Charles County, but all the way into the middle part of the state where Boone County is as well. And I checked in and he said he is. And Bob's kind of a Freedom Caucus-y type of guy, but he's voting for Mike Johnson. And his comment to me earlier today in a text message, and I think all of the Missouri delegation is on board with Johnson, if I'm not mistaken. He goes, not happy with the CR debacle, but I think we need to choose our team and get to work. And Dwayne, it seems like that's sort of what's happening right now. There seems to be a coalescing around Johnson, doesn't there?
It seems to me that things are moving that direction. Now, if you compare it to the speaker battle from last year when the Knucklehead Caucus threw out Kevin McCarthy and went through a 15-vote, three-week odyssey before Mike Johnson, you know, sent up the white smoke up the chimney. What I think you had then that you didn't have now is all the members of the Knucklehead Caucus, whether it's Eli Crane, Andy Biggs, Boebert, Andrew Clyde, Michael Cloud, even Eric Burleson, who I think is isn't he kind of in your neck of the woods
a little bit? Eric Burleson is he's down in the boot heel. Or actually now, the opposite end of that. He's on the other side, southwestern part of the state.
They had no problem a year ago bashing Kevin McCarthy, and they started piling on, and you could see the critical mass that they weren't just trying to issue their list of demands of what they wanted, but they were saying a lot of bad things publicly online and saying Kevin McCarthy can't do it, he's this, he's that, he's whatever. I disagree with all of that. But that's what they were saying then. If you'll notice this time around, the only one that is saying anything negative, I mean personally negative about Mike Johnson, is Tom Massey.
Yeah, Kentucky.
And he's, to me, he's about as worthless as a hubcap on a tractor. I don't have much use for him, okay?
He's kind of taken over that role of Matt Gaetz, right?
He is now the de facto chairman of the Knucklehead Caucus, right? And so, but there's a bunch of other people that are supposedly on the fence. Even Chip Roy, Tim Burchett, Greg Stubbe, all these guys are on the fence. Victorious Sparks. A couple dynamics have been happening in the last 24 hours. Number one, Donald Trump has been working the phones all day
for Johnson.
Every one of these people,
right? For Mike Johnson.
For Johnson. And here is where Trump is at his best, working the phones. Because what is Trump before all else? He's a real estate developer, right? He wants to get a building built in a place where there are 1,001 obstacles to get that building built, whether it is contractors, unions, whether it is city government, state government, federal government, the agencies, fish and wildlife, whatever the obstacle is. His job as a real estate developer is to keep working the phones and clear those hurdles one at a time and do what he
That's
has
right.
to do. That's
yep.
where he excelled, right?
Yeah.
How is this any different?
It's
How
not.
How is this any different?
And I think that's what he's going to – I think he's working the phones effectively. I mean, what we're hearing is he called – I know that he was on the record with Chip Roy today, and I think Chip Roy might have swerved in the other direction. So this will be fascinating to see. Look, the bottom line is what Congressman Onder said. There's work to be done. This is a distraction. We don't need this right now. There's no way that Johnson was going completely rogue a couple of weeks ago during the CR. I don't know the whole story about that, but Trump was definitely involved in trying to guide, you know, everyone through that. So maybe the truth of the matter will come out, but I don't think it's a good time to switch speaker, and I wasn't sure about Mike Johnson to begin with, but this would be a debacle to move in another direction right now.
It would be, and I think, and I know we're running short of time, but I think what would be something in Mike Johnson's favor at this point is all of the events of the last 24, 48 hours, the attack in New Orleans, the bombing Cybertruck in Vegas, all the shooting in the nightclub in Queens, all this sense of, oh, my God, everything's falling apart at the seams. That's actually kind of galvanizing the Knucklehead Caucus, and they're realizing we need a new team in there. Is this really the time to do a hostage situation without being able to issue a list of ransom demands? They can play this card any time over the next 2 years. Because there's still only going to be a slim majority, even after they fill a couple of special election seats. They're still only going to have two or three, maybe a four-seat majority at the most. You can still play that card and vacate the chair and do whatever and play your stunt. Now is not the time. And I think a lot of members are looking at the events and saying, oh, my goodness, we have got to get this team out and get a new team in pronto. I don't want to be on the wrong side of preventing the election from being the electoral votes being counted and getting the process moving.
Right.
I don't want to delay Trump.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Look, one thing that you mentioned that I wanted to give a little attention to, because we haven't mentioned it on the show at all. We've been talking about Las Vegas, New Orleans, and some of the other things. We had an interesting shooting here in downtown yesterday morning at 3 in the morning that we focused on. But you mentioned New York City. So this happened. There were 10 people that were shot Wednesday night outside of this nightclub. And this was a memorial for a teenager who had been killed in the city. And these guys roll up and start opening up fire. I don't know if anyone was killed in that, but a lot of people were taken to the hospital. But that's being glossed over, right? I think is part of your point as well. That's just, it's not even, we're so desensitized. 10 people in a mass shooting in New York City doesn't even barely scratch the surface.
It barely scratched the surface. And this afternoon, right before I hopped on with you, there's an 18-wheeler isolated on a highway in South Carolina because they think there's a bomb on board.
Oh.
And they've completely shut down they've shut down the highway on both sides. There's all sorts of crazy stuff going on right now.
I had not heard about that one. By the way, you want to give a shout out to Sue Thomas, who's here today. Last time you were on, Sue was off, and I think you were quite thrown off by that, Dwayne, because you're a fan.
Hi, Dwayne.
I am a fan of Sue. I'm glad that she's here in the studio and not actually on that semi truck out in South Carolina. Because,
so am I. You
never know.
Well, her ears perked up, though, because you had not heard about that one either.
No, I'm going in.
Yeah. So we have, I know that you don't ever have to deal with this, but we got snow and ice that we're going to have to confront this weekend. And that's a lot of fun to drive in, Dwayne Patterson, for someone who lives in California.
You know what we have here? We have actually San Francisco fog. We actually have damp fog here to contend with. We have damp fog at 57 temperatures. Winter has struck here. Winter
Boo-hoo.
Is not coming. Winter
yeah, no
is
kidding.
Here.
Wait, can I ask a question, a point of clarification? Is there a dry fog?
Yes, there is a dry fog. We have a dry fog. It's called June.
Oh, okay. Dwayne, Happy New Year. Always great to have you on. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.